Baruchinu. Melech Olam Shehakol Ne'evidra.
Amen.
Mentioned the other day about the Galdus of Ramosha Feinstein, that he was the more or less undisputed Posek Ador, Rabbaran Kohler, who himself would argue with Ramosha in a few selected instances. Rabbaran Kohler himself declared in Lakewood and beyond that you can't take on Ramosha Feinstein, he is the Posek Ador. But not only was he known for his Galdus in Midos and his Galdus in Torah, his galus in Psak Alocha, but Moshe was also known for his galus and his miyuchadik akait and tefillah. When people would go into the stipler, go on Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Kanevsky, and you had people in Eretz Yisrael, but they were Americans, and they would go in to ask the stiplers at Zal for a bracha. Stipler would say, what are you doing coming to me? And you have the mafteach tefillah in America on the Lower East Side, and that was what Moshe Feinstein he used to say. Stipler would be made about Ramosha that Ramosha Feinstein possessed the Mafteach HaTfilah. Ramosha used to stand idle, motionless in the midst of a lengthy Shimon Esrei, and that was Ramosha who possessed this Mafteach HaTfilah. But we know that the Stipler Gaon himself was a source of Chizuk and Idud, and of course many people flocked to the Stipler Gaon to receive brachos. He was known for his godless and Torah, and also for his galus and dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, performing osis and maifsim, and really giving the world a taste of what it meant to be a Baal Ruach HaKadosh here in this world. How many stories about the Ruach HaKadosh of the Stipler? Just wanted to share two brief stories that I just heard from a Rav who was in my office a few days ago. A Rav from Eretz Yisrael, who is very close, and he's actually related to a Rav Fisher. Our Shlomo Fisher, the author of the Beis Yishai, two volumes on Sugyas and Shas, another volume of Droshes, a tremendous Amkin, a tremendous Lamdin. So Shlomo Fisher is known as a huge Masmid, who got permission from his wife for years to live during the week in the yeshiva, and he would have a dorm room in the yeshiva, and he would only return home for Shabbos, sometimes on Tuesdays and on Shabbos. Otherwise, he'd be sitting learning Yom V'Laila like a bocher. And of course, his wife gave him a shush. His wife gave him the permission that he could sit and learn mamash like a bocher all week long. And then he'd come home and join her for Shabbos. So when the Stipler Gaon came out with his world-renowned Kehilas Yaakov, a whole set of Chidushim on Sugyos and Shas from Seder Zeroyim, from Maseches Brochos to Seder Taharas to Maseches Nida, on Kamat, every Masechta, the Stipler has Kedusha Torah. And when Rosh Shlomo Fisher, then 28 years of age, got a hold of the set of the Stipler's Kilas Yaakov, he wrote to Oris and he sent the insights to the Stipler's address in Rehov Rashbam and B'nai Brak. But not like many Gedolei Yisrael who took a few volumes or perhaps took the Masechta that they were currently holding in and they wrote Ha'oris on that Masechta. Rosh Shlomo Fisher sent back pages and pages to the Stipler because he reviewed the entire set from beginning to end, from Brochus to Nida. Now, this isn't a light Sefer, Kilas Yaakov. You have to be holding in the Sugyas in order to follow the Sefer. And at 28 years old, Dayan Fisher, Shlomo Fisher, went through the entire set, and he sent to the Stipler Ha'oros at every single simon in Kilas Yaakov. He had something to add, a maramokom, or an insight, something to add from the beginning of the set, this wide until the end of the set. The Stipler was in his spoil, and the Stipler wrote him back, Tremendous Shekayach and Oris, please come and visit me. You have to come and visit. How long did it take until the visit? 15 years. So this Rav Hillel Rotman explained, why did it take 15 years for Dayan Fisher and Yerushalayim to go visit the Stipler? Because transportation wasn't what it is today. Still wouldn't have taken more than a few hours. But he said, it's Bittul Torah. It's Bittul Torah. I had to go speak and learning with the Stipler. It's a tremendous mila. But when all is said and done, I'm going to lose all this time of sitting and learning. And it's not Kedai. And the Stipler himself wouldn't want me to go and forfeit all this learning time. So he waited until he had a chas in the Bnei Brak. And it wasn't until 15 years later that he had chasen in Bnei Brak, and he told his wife, let's go into the stipler. And as we know, the stipler wouldn't be Makabo woman. A woman would have to go in and wait outside or talk to his wife or another woman in the household. The stipler wouldn't sit down with the woman. Anyway, and this Rav Hillel Rodner told me, he heard this from Rav Shlomo Fisher. And there's Rav Shlomo Fisher after the chasen Bnei Brak, and he's there with his wife. And they knock on the door of the stipler's house in Bnei Brak in Rechov Roshbam. And none other than the stipler himself answers the door, and he doesn't say a word. And before the two guests have a chance to introduce themselves, the stipler looks at him and he says, Rabbi Fisher, I've been waiting 15 years for you to come visit me. He and his wife were ready to spoil. He didn't introduce himself. Stipler just looked at him and said, he's the one who sent me those horrors 15 years ago. He saw it on his face. And he says, please come in. And he says, even though I usually don't take women, but your wife is Eishes Chaver Kechaver, is mamish one and one with you, because you're only the person you are today because your wife let you go and sit in yeshiva all week, however he knew that. And Amela, since your Torah is only machmasa because of her, shaliva shalachem shalahi, therefore I'm bringing you both into my room. And they both sat with the stipler for a while. And meanwhile, they go back to Yerushalayim HaKodesh, and of course, because of Bittul Torah, it'll be years before they pay the stipler another visit. And years later, already, Rav Shlomo Fisher, a choshev world-renowned Tamachochem, the Beis Yishai, and his wife says, you know, Igi Yisman, it's time to write a sefer. Says, I don't know, to sit and write a sefer, that's also Bittul Torah. I can be learning new things, I can be chazering, to take out the time to write a sefer. Why should I write a sefer? So she says, let's go ask the stipler, and let's see what the stipler says. And so they weren't just going to run out. They waited until they had another chasana. As he knew, at least he had a little more time, Diane Fisher. So what happens, Shlomo Fisher and his wife, they go out. A little while later, they have another chasana they brought. They stop at the stipler's house again. They knock on the door. The stipler opens the door and he says, Shlomo Fisher, Higi Asman, it's time to write a sefer. Before they said anything, before he even posed the question, he turned to him and he said, it's time to write the sefer. And that was it. They turned around, they went back to Yerushalayim. That's when he sat down to write, and he gave us two volumes of Beis Yishai and Tzigus and Shas, and a subsequent volume of Drashas. This was the stipler, somebody who lived not too long ago, Nifter in the 80s, a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. Stipler himself, one final story, and that I heard Hanukkah 2 years ago from Rav Rabinowitz, whose father is a Rav in Shari Chesed, and now Rosh Kolel. His father learned Becharusa for a period of time with the stipler go. And he says, one time they were learning and they got stuck on a Shverkite. So the stipler says, you know what, let's go talk to the Chazon Ish in learning. Let's go discuss the sugya with the Chazon Ish, and he'll forever up all the shilas. So they went to the Chazon Ish's house, and they knocked on the door, there was no answer. The stipler opened up the door and he says, I know the Chazon Ish's room where he sits and learns. The stipler went over to the door, and there he is with his charusa, Rav Rabinowitz Sr., right alongside him. He opens up the door, and he starts to shake. He starts to tremble immediately. And he turns to Rav Rabinowitz, and he says, Tzrichim Nevroach, we have to run from here. And he says, why? What's going on? He says, I see a fire above the head of the Chazon Ish. And he closes the door quickly, and they run out of the house. So Rav Rabinowitz said that his father told him, you think the galus was just in the Chazon Ish? Now when the Chazon Ish learned, he had a fire above his head, like Tosfos brings in Sukkah, Chesem and Aleph. The men of Shalozer Yeshua, they're learning, surrounded by fire. And Yonas and Rezio, Kolosha, Perech, Olam, Yanisrov, surrounded by fire, to tell me that this fire on top of the Chazon Ish is said, that's not such a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that the stipler was able to see it. And Rabbi Rabinowitz said, he says, his father wouldn't have been able to see it, but the stipler was able to see that fire. That's part of the galus. So Nochem Igromna, one time when the Chavetz Chaim was a youngster and he hid in the base memorish, so he could see what does this choshev ahelega mekumo Rav Nochem, what's he doing late at night? And the Chavetz Chaim, hiding in the back of the shul, saw that the fire, a pillar of fire came down and surrounded Rav Nochem. And he was mamish nisfal. And they say again, you think the galus is that the fire came down from that Adam Gadol? That's that the Chavetz Chaim, even at a young age, was able to see that fire. But that's the stipler go. So the stipler gone, besides giving us his Kilas Yaakov, gave us a beautiful Musa Sefer called Chayolam, a beautiful Sefer in Chumash known as Brichas Peretz, another Kuntra Shiurim Shal Torah, where he talks about all the various Shiurim. But in the back of his Brichas Peretz in Chumash, And Stipler has a chelek of gematrios. It's called paparos, hors d'oeuvres, nice little delicacies on the Seder of Parshios. And he says that I want you to know, I don't want anyone to think that I sat and I was mashkiya harbe zman into these gematrios. No. So this is the son of the Machayim. This is Machayim writing. Hinei Avi Moiri. Hayolo Kishon. There's a yet a Kishon for Gematrius. Asher Kamo Rega Hayamala Badaito Kama Gematrius. One moment he would just be united by many Gematrius. And Rova Gematrius Ola Badaito Beis Kriya Satoru Balaila Kishaholech Lisha. When he's listening to the Kriya, the Gematrius Papa to a center, he would go to sleep at night. But don't think that he was Mashkiya, a lot of Zaman to these Gematrius, they mamash came to him. So just to share very quickly, as we're out of time, just one quick gematria on this week's parsha and a whole section of paparos at the back of his Brichas Peretz al Torah. Stipler has mamish mayrdik gematrias and just half of a fellow. Just give you an example: the mitzvah of akomas amishkan biyom achodesh arishim echol achodesh is gematria v'zochor be'eser atoros, because we know that the Gemara and Shabbos Pesayin Reis tells us that on Echad Benisim Mishon Hashem Zoch Manato Eser Atoros. One example. Another example by Avihu Moshe in Perek Lamates. They brought to Moshe the Oron Aedus and a few other things. Ace Oron is Gematria Mokum HaOron Eino Min Amida. Ace Oron, they brought the Oron to the Mishkan to Moshe Rabbeinu, for it was time now to put it all up. Ace Oron, the Oron is Gematria Mokum HaOron Eino Min Amida. So just to close, perhaps, Aaron, this gematria, it's a beautiful gematria, but what's pshat including the S? S, Aaron, Ace, Aaron is gematria, Mokum, Aaron, and Midrash. Just tell me, Aaron, Chara takes away a little bit. Ace, Aaron, what's pshat? But perhaps one could suggest as follows. Gemara Megillah, Daf Yudim and Beis, that the Stipler was quoting, says that the Aaron was Eino Tofi Smokum, Eino Min Amida. The Haino, it didn't fit, it didn't stream in the dimensions, but it didn't take up any place. It was Lamaila Min Atzeva. But perhaps, and we see from the Zohar Kodesh, that when the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Afrek the Zohar, how can he go in to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur? Pasuk says, nobody can go in. Writes the Zohar, he didn't go in as an Adam, he went in as a Malach. No Adam can go in. But writes the Zohar Kodesh of Gedal Yeshur as an Arichas on this Yisod, when you entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you were not in this world anymore. It's a place that Kila was in this world, but at the same time not in this world. The entire Kodesh HaKadoshim was Lamayla Min Atzeva. Not just the Oren, but the Malkum HaOren Eina Min Amida, the Hainu, the place underneath it. This was a place that was in this world, but not in this world. You were a Kohen Gadol, you were an Adam, and you walked into the Holy of Holies. You didn't become an Adam anymore. You were transformed into a Malach in another sphere, in another realm of existence. So perhaps we know throughout Shas, S Besorah B'mayim, S a Tofel of Besorah. S always includes that which is Tofel to it. Silithinius Daiti, the Stipler's Gematria is very Geshmak. It's not Oron that equals Gematria, Mokum Oron Enam in Amida. It's what? Not the Oron is Enam in Amida, Mokum Oron Enam in Amida, the Hainu. Not just the Oron itself, but even the place underneath the Oron. Even the Mokum itself and the Mokum Bosser, since it's Tofel to the Oren, since the Oren was the Iker and the Mokum underneath it was Tofel to it, so that it's Gitschmak, it's the Gematria of Ace Oren. Ace, that which is Tofel to the Oren, the Hainu, the Mokum upon which the Oren rested, that's Gematria Mokum HaOren, and Amin Amida, and that makes the Stipler's Gematria all the more beautiful. Yeshakoyach, Kaddish, and Marav, please. Amen.